Welcome to another worldwide podcast, Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Thessalonians. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. And for this reason we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received not a human word, but, as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. For you, brothers, have become imitators of the churches of God that are in Judea, in Christ Jesus. For you suffer the same things from your compatriots as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and persecuted us. They do not please God, and are opposed to everyone, trying to prevent us from speaking to the Gentiles, that they may be saved, thus constantly filling up the measure of their sins. But the wrath of God has finally begun to come upon them. We come to another beginning, wanting to share what makes us strong. From the beginning to the end, we must only see the face of Jesus. We are transformed by giving thanks unceasingly to our Heavenly Father for the love, faith, and hope Christ brings in His mercy to share life eternal as one living redeemed. This is what the National Eucharistic Revival is all about, knowing what it means to be Christ-fed. In His healing power you find suffering, for He refines the weak to accomplish the mighty. God will take what we see as ordinary and make every aspect of this situation to be extraordinary. Pope Francis states that the Eucharist is essential for us. It is Christ who wishes to enter our lives and fill us with grace. No matter where Paul may have been during these times of building up the kingdom of God, for every aspect of constructing the church up comes from the divine presence of Jesus Christ in His body and blood, knowing in our hearts that His true divine properties exist, and we are being fueled by the Eucharist to accomplish His will in all things, calling on His body first to live God first, in Jesus, sharing His Father's mercy of the divine, nourished and healed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. Lord, in the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church, and Jesus' precious blood. By His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of 1 Thessalonians 2. It's verses 13 through 16. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Wrath They Will Surely Know. Unceasingly, God thanks, give, hearing God's word shared, word human not received to live, under God's word prepared, working now, believing you prepared, Judea, God, church's imitators become in Jesus Christ, patriots, things same suffering as Jews shared. God please not, us persecuted, everyone opposed to redemption life. Gentile speaking prevented, we want to save their soul. Sins theirs measurement begun, finally consented. God's wrath they will surely know. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz Wiggins. It's June 23rd, 2022. Recording this morning early at 5:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we'll be closing today at the 6:19 mark in the name of Jesus. We call out to our good friends John and Marie every day, giving them strength in prayer and oneness. I hope there's joy happening in their love together. And may we continue to lift up each other in our love for one another in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.